This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome back to Straight Outta Marvel. It's your host, Kevin27, back with another fire episode. And today, finally, I know, better late than never, but never late is better. We got the X-Men episode 4 review. And I will say this right off the bat, there will be no ultimate review since I'm so many days late. But your boy had some health complications that I am still going through right now. So just bear with your boy, you know, for the real ones that's still here. Holding on by a thread. Yo, the boy been down bad, but it's all good, man. We about to get into this episode, then I'm gonna talk about how I feel about it, and then we're gonna finish this episode with Marvel news, and we just put that in one since I'm not gonna do the ultimate review. And then, of course, off day tomorrow, I'm gonna sleep late. We still got that going, and we're gonna get into that. After that, we got a Monkey Man review, and then obviously we're gonna talk about all of the cool shit that's going on the internet right now. So let's just get into it. Make sure you give a 5-star rating, blah 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 blah, follow blah 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 blah, Kevin27 world, all that good shit. All right, so X-Men 97 episode 4, what's called the Motendo Life Death Part 1. And I was a little bit confused by this because I think it's too early to be doing throwaway episodes. And, you know, I'm not trying to just say this episode was a super throwaway, but come the hell on. You over here, we got a Jubilee episode, and even they know that Jubilee isn't strong enough to carry an entire episode. That's why the episode was split in half with Storm on the back end. And to be real with you, I would have rather taken a full episode of that Storm stuff. You know, the whole thing where we're going to do two episodes in one is only 30 minutes. I really did not enjoy that. And I thought it was cool. You know, it just, a lot of this is one that actually felt like a 90s episode. And I don't mean that in the good way. Like, the big fat dude, he got to sell controversy or ratings to get fat. Like, bro, that whole premise just was weak to me. The Motendo, they got sucked into a video game. That was weak. The future Storm or the future Jubilee, weak. Seen it coming. Like, I literally seen that around the corner. Like, Tupac saw death around the corner. Like, it just wasn't what I wanted. I think it's the first miss of the season. And it's a little concerning or disheartening because this is the first episode that the critics didn't get. You know, this was episode 4 and the critics got the first 3 episodes. So I'm not really sure why they took this approach, because Jubilee and the other guy, I mean, I don't even remember his name. He's not that memorable of a character, but we know what I'm talking about, the Indian guy that she got a crush on. Yeah, man, that was cool. It was all right, but I could have did without that. At least for, we talking about episode 4. You know, Marvel, episode 4 is Marvel usually go hard. This has to be the worst episode 4 in the history of Disney Plus. And I'm not even trying to be over dramatic. It's just how I feel. Episode 4s are usually a banger. You know what I mean? And to me, this one, it really wasn't, you know, and I love Jubilee. You know, Jubilee she's a fine character, you know, but is she a character that I really need an entire half of an episode of? Nah, especially when you consider the fact that there were no X-Men besides her and that the young guy in this series or this episode. Wolverine then was gone, Storm, or, and I get it was Jubilee birthday, she turned 18, blah, 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 blah. But I just, I wasn't feeling that. You know, I thought they could have done something better. Maybe save that for like a season two or something when you've built up enough cachet to have throwaway episodes. Because seasons always have fillers. To me, episode four, too quick for a filler. You know what I mean? And like I said, the first half, I'm not saying it was bad. It wasn't needed at the moment. And even they knew it wasn't needed. That's why it was only half the episode. You know, the Storm half of the episode, before I get into it, y'all, light up that exotic, pour up that expensive so we can get offensive. The Storm half of the episode. Now, I like that, you know, the tension between her and, so Storm and Forge, yo, I like what he was trying to do, but this is why you can't be telling the truth right off the bat. You know, you come in telling the truth, and now she want to know why you was the one who created the collars, the mutant collars that take away the powers. You know what I mean? Like, it's very interesting. And one thing I really didn't like, I didn't like how he was like, oh, I'm going to get your powers back. And here we are, episode four, still no powers. Now, I do think the way it ended with her falling into a spiritual pit, that might get her powers back. She'd probably go on a spiritual journey and are able to be one with the clouds again, one with the wind, you know. But this one, I just... You know, I think we could have had this whole episode, like this part of the episode could have been the entire episode. And then they could have just drawn that out and made more to it as opposed to what we got, because what we got was just a rushed product, you know, at the end with Storm. And I really didn't like it. You know, this episode, it just was not it for me. Like I said, the back end saved a lot for me, but I'm going to keep it so G with you. You know, this is the worst episode they came out with. The fact that Forge was trying to be a player, thought he was about to get some, and Storm still walked out on his ass. And mind you, this is like after she done, or he done, you know, took her in. You know, he done took her in and all of that stuff. She's still like, nah, bruh. I'm not rolling, you know? And I'm not too mad at her for saying, bro, I'm not rolling with that. You know, you tried to hurt my peoples. You know, whether you thought you was doing it because you was hurt or whatever, you still did it, man. So I actually love Storm for just sticking up. But again, I hate how she looked, bro. She looked too brolicky. And shout out to the brolic women. Salute, you know, just not my type, you know. I love me a chubby chick. You know, some puffy hands. You know, I ain't really into the bodybuilder community, you know, for the ladies, you know, but that's just me. I don't like how she looked. But other than that, man, this episode, it was pretty meager to me, you know, pretty meek. So I think I'm gonna give it a 6 out of 10. I'm gonna keep it so real with you. I think it was too early to pull that move, you know, maybe next week or maybe the penultimate or the sixth episode. But episode four coming with the split episode without the X-Men, because, yeah, it had X-Men vibes in it. Jubilees fighting Magneto and all of this cut. But it did not suit me. So I could have done without it, if I'm gonna be so real. I could have done without it. All right, so that's my review on X-Men 97. I know it was short, but no ultimate review today. Again, like I said, because we on a time crunch right now. I got to take my medicine around 9. And it's 7:50 right now, and I still got a lot of stuff to cover. So, yeah, man, we just going to do it like that. We're going to cap it right there. But stay tuned. We got Marvel news on the horizon. All right, so first we're going to kick it off with the Spider-Within, a Spider-Verse story. The official short film, and this was surprisingly, but not surprisingly, if you know Kevin Love, he's been a big mental health advocate, but surprisingly that Kevin Love was working with, you know, Sony with this, the Spider-Within. So, like I said, no need for an ultimate review. I mean, it was 7 minutes, and it looked fine. I guess it looked good. One thing that was quite odd to me was why the mom wasn't there. I get it. I think she a nurse, so maybe she was at work. I mean, you can always spin it like that, you know. Probably, I think it's because even though I grew up with my dad in the house. But I can't really remember any times like my dad was like, especially like once I started becoming a teenager, was like, oh, man, I bought popcorn. I got pizza. We got scary movies. Let's chill. So I thought that was a little crazy. He's like, nah, I'm good, Dad. Like, first of all, what you mean you good? Like, you're not getting away with that with no black parents, man. I'm talking about you good. Boy, I just bought this popcorn and stuff. You about to watch this. But it was an anxiety movie, anxiety film. It was cool, you know. I really didn't have no takeaways from it besides take care of your mental health, you know. And sometimes taking care of your mental health is just falling into your mental health and really talking your feelings out amongst yourself. And all of that good stuff. You know, I do it all the time, man. I talk out loud about things that went wrong in my life and things I want to change, how I want to be a positive impact on just one person's life. You know what I mean? So it's all the time, man. It's a constant thing, especially these days where it's all about being great. You know what I mean? Like, it's all about being great because all you see is people highlight films on social media, whether it's good or bad. You see somebody with a 5 likes or you see somebody with 5,000 likes. You know, you kind of just want to be somewhere in between, you know. And unfortunately, man, that's just not in the cards for most of us. You know, it's really tough out here. So I really resonated with this story, you know, just with Miles feeling the pressure of being Spider-Man and always having to be, you know, a superhero, you know. And I'm not saying it's like that for me on any level, but I mean, I do kind of feel in a way like podcasting, bro. I listen to podcasts and I listen to a lot of different ones. And when my favorite ones pop up, I get excited. You know what I mean? Whenever it's a live action show, I get excited if a certain MCU podcast drop. Like, you know, I don't know, man. It's something that I wish I didn't even feel. You know, I really wish that I could just record, hit upload like Mary Jane. I'd even have to edit it. You know what I mean? Like Mary Jane from the Spider-Man 2 game. She recorded her podcast, hit upload, and that was it. She didn't edit, no chair squeaks, no coughs, no sneezes, nothing. She just hit upload. And I wish I could do that, man. But it's hard, you know. It's really hard to just be like not care about it. The only people that I know that don't care are the people that's super popping. Like, I've heard stories about dudes who they don't even upload, they let their wives do it. But I mean, come on, like, you doing that because you don't want to look at the numbers, but you know they are there. Like, I'm pretty sure if you that popping, like, you know what your numbers are. I just be thinking people just be lying to sound cute. You know what your numbers are. Shit, if you streaming on PlayStation, they tell you on the screen, you know. So yeah, I definitely get that, you know, always feeling like not being enough, not adequate enough. Like, a lot of times I'm like, am I making the right content? Am I, you know, doing it right? Or, you know, do I need another host? Like, a lot of that goes through my mind. So, you know, this Spider-Verse story, it definitely hit home, but it was so short. It was just kind of like, eh, like it was, eh. You know, I liked it. It was cool, you know, but clearly this is before what happened in Across the Spider-Verse. So I liked it. It was good though. Would I watch it again? Probably not. I ain't even gonna hold you. I watched it that one time and I was barely like, I was paying attention, but I definitely was like scrolling through my phone and stuff. So it was good. It was cool though. It was cool. I ain't mad at it, you know. We got the beautiful Florence Pugh. Showing. Let's see what she's talking about.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Florence Pugh with the short hair.
For a little bit, but that's partly because I was whisked off to Atlanta.
Holy shit.
To shoot a movie that I'm not really allowed to talk much about. But I can show you some things sneakily, as long as you don't tell anyone. I can show you this. I can show you our fantastic AD team. I can show you her. We met on Black Widow. This is Chessie. I can show you a sneak peek of some of the sets. We're in the studio right now. We're in the studio that we're shooting in.
Yeah, let's look at some of the sets
that I can't tell you much about. But look at that. That's on a bell. That means they're shooting. I'll be quiet now. And then I can show you that. What's that? What's gonna be in there? Oh, and I can show you Jake. Jake.
Yeah. Holy shit.
This is Jake, our director.
Hi, everybody.
What are we allowed to say we're doing?
I don't think you're even allowed to be doing this, most likely.
I know. Someone's gonna come and rugby tackle me. Yes, but what are we?
We're just making a little movie. Cool.
How you doing?
We're good. Yeah, yeah.
Can I show some of this?
You're not allowed to show anything.
That's enough. That's it. That's it. Okay. That's it. That is it. That's all you're allowed to see. I can show you better that. No, I can't.
Salute. Yo, at least Florence Pugh looked good, man, because that was a total waste of time. For sure, for sure. Total waste of time. Venom the Last Dance is now 7 months away. Don't care. Like, I don't care. Like, we just gotta come. We gotta come with it for Venom, man. Like, no plan, bro. No plan. Okay. Well, actually, what is this? Bro, it'd be a lot of nonsense, man, with this Marvel news lately. All right, so this is what I want to talk about, man. Let's talk about John Bernthal. Confirmed already. We knew he was going to be in it, but we got a picture of him on set. And, I mean, he looks beat the hell up, as he should. And this is amazing. And, again, I'm glad Disney is starting to listen to the fans and actually sit and say, okay, you know, the fans, they want the old school Marvel stuff. Because at this point, I mean, I think Daredevil came out in 2015? 2016? Like, let's see, Daredevil season one. Yeah, it was 2015. So, and I believe Daredevil was the first one. First. Oh, they trying to say it was Jessica Jones? No, it was Daredevil. Yeah, man, Daredevil was super fire, but that was 2015, almost 10 years ago. So that's definitely OG shit. Like, you talking about dinner 10 years ago, and by the time Daredevil come out, It might be freaking next year. I don't know. Is it supposed to come out this year? I seen something that said they wrapped filming, but the first half of the series, which the first half is supposed to be 19, the second half is supposed to be 18, or the first half is supposed to be 9, the second half is supposed to be 9 again. So, yeah, man, I just think it's you know, this is a beautiful sight, man, to see. I just rewatched The Punisher. It took me so long to get through it, you know, because the middle of the first half, the first season, it get a little slow. Not even gonna hold you. It get just a little slow, you know, just a little slow. But it, you know, it turned up towards the end. But yeah, Daredevil season, or what's this gonna be, season 4 or whatever, the Born Again. It's gonna be fire, bro. And you know, I cannot wait. Obviously, we see Aunt Deborah Ann Wall. Obviously, the one who plays, you know, Karen, she's back, and we see it in this photo. I mean, this is going to be amazing, you know? So I really cannot wait to see how things go and turn out with this series, you know, because what is supposed to happen with Daredevil Born Again is crazy, you know? I just cannot, I cannot wait to see where we go from here. You know, this is amazing. Is it? Yeah, it is. Yeah, I just can't wait to see. I mean, and Frank and Luke Cage, like, they got done the worst because their shows was only 2 seasons. Punisher was 2 seasons, Luke Cage 2 seasons, Daredevil was 3, Jessica Jones was 3. Not really sure about Iron Fist because I never watched it. But, you know, at least they got 3 seasons. We only got 2 out of Frank Castle and Luke Cage. So, I don't know, man. It's a little interesting, you know, to see where they go from here. This is my problem, man, with this whole, you know, I'm busy. This is the problem with this whole Daredevil Netflix series stuff. Man, we waiting so freaking long when this should have already been a done deal. Like, once they said this in 2000, I think it was 17 or 18 when they said they was getting rid of the stuff. But it's because Disney was going to buy it and all this stuff was supposed to happen. I never would have thought in 20. Now, obviously the pandemic happened. It ruined a lot of stuff, obviously lives and stuff. So I'm being, you know, a little sensitive with it. But still, man, I would never have thought that we'll be 6 years, almost 7 years later, still haven't gotten anything, really anything important from, you know, them buying Fox, and having everything outside of Spider-Man under one umbrella. So it's a little crazy, but it is what it is, and we'll make do like we always do, you know? Oh, we can talk about this because I know I didn't talk about it. The Fantastic Four will reportedly take place in an alternate universe, and they actually that should be on here. Where's she at? Here she go, right here. Beautiful woman. They say Marvel Studios has reportedly cast Julia Garner as the Silver Surfer, Shala Ball, in the Fantastic Four. Salute. Hopefully she be sexy, man. Y'all know how I feel, man. Bring back sexy women characters, man. All these clothes. You know, I only see women clothed in Marvel films. Because when I'm on the streets, yo, women dress so scantily clad. Like, and I'm not saying it's ridiculous. I love it. Please, have your ass coming out the bottom of your shorts. I love it. It's like one of my favorite things about summer slash spring, like R.P. Mac Miller, her ass at the bottom of her shorts. Suck my dick before I slap you with it. Like, come on, man. Jeez. Like, come on. But then when they put them on Marvel films, they all like super, super dressed up from damn near from head to toe. You know what I mean? So hopefully she'll be a little hottie. You know what I mean? She looked cute on this picture right here. You know, I'm definitely down for it. Now, I'm already seeing people are perturbed, upset. You know, they feel they've been led astray. And, you know, Disney is running amok. Obviously, you know, Bob Iger responded to the woke comments. And he was like, I don't even think people are using that the correct way, which they aren't. You know, staying woke was never about having a female play a male character. That was never what woke meant. Like when Childish Gambino was like, stay woke. Niggas sleeping. They gon' fire. Gon' catch it. Whatever he said. Ooh, don't stay woke. Come on, man. That's not what he was talking about. He was not talking about, you know, Disney hiring a woman to replace a male character. That's not what Childish Gambino was talking about. I might have to listen to that tonight. Like, you know, but, and I'm not even finna get into it because it, I mean, if you don't know what it is, you're just gonna keep using it incorrectly. But yeah, I'm cool with it, bro. I like the female characters. Obviously, I'm a man and I'm not a gay man. So I love seeing women get some shine, man. Like, you know, I personally, I don't get it. Like, I think you should want to see beautiful women on the screen unless it's Madame Web, you know? And even then, that could have been done better. It just was done so poorly that just made me hate women for the entire month of February, you know? You know, it took me 2 weeks. You know, I had to get to Women's History Month to really respect women again after watching Madame Web. You know what I mean? Because that was just so bad. You know, it's like when I watched the what's it called? The Secret Society of Magical Negroes. Yeah, I hated black people for like 3 weeks. You know, I was like, bro, I hate every black person I see. You know, I do not want to see some stupid shit like that. It just taints my whole perspective of the blacks, you know. So super tangent, but salute to her. Now I'm hearing that Shala Ball, she's not even super like a super reputable Silver Surfer, you know. Let's say Shala Ball is a fictional character appearing in American comic books published by Marvel Comics, the immortal empress of Zin La and the lover of Norrin Rad, the Silver Surfer, who becomes the herald of Galactus in exchange for his planet being spared, separating the lovers for eternity. Now, how does she become... how does she become the Silver Surfer? Okay. Shia Ball version of the Silver Surfer. It said, for a movie that hasn't begun filming yet, we're sure getting a lot of Fantastic Four related news lately. Honestly, it's really concerning that it's taking them so long to find who the Fantastic Four is. You know, that was, so they finally got the full cast, but still no Galactus. Galactus has still yet to be chosen, so it is what it is. So it says, if you're not a hardcore FF reader, some of these reveals may raise more questions than they answer. Why is Silver Surfer a woman in the MCU? Is this movie set in the MCU in the first place? And what's the significance of the five comics Marvel singled out? We're here to break down what you need, blah, blah, blah. So it says, it remains to be seen just how faithful the MCU's Fantastic Four will be to the comics, but it's clear at least one major detail is changing. The movie will include a female version of Silver Surfer, played by Julia Garner. Surfer isn't the first Marvel character who has been changed for the MCU. Captain Marvel's Mar-Vell is also a man in the comics, but this might be the most significant example to date. I don't know. The Mar-Vell thing made so much sense. So much sense. Yo, just tell me why. Like, all of this meat, bro. Just give me... It's like a lot of bone. Just give me the meat, bro. Pause. No Diddy. Okay, so in this version of the story, it seems she's the one who makes the bargain with Galactus. Seems she's... All right, fuck it. Because they're doing a lot of... I already know about the Silver Surfer. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. But regardless, you know, I'm super happy with this, you know. I love seeing females, man, getting their shine. You know, you got to really think. And this is just one thing that boggles my mind with Marvel fans. How come you guys don't want to share your toys? The first 10 years of Marvel, there were no female Marvel films until Captain Marvel. So I'm not really... You got Captain Marvel and then Black Panther. That's it. I can never understand this, like, so much hate. You know, for when you've already been spoiled. You know, you already got the OG six. Everyone had their stories told. So I'm not sure why it's so hard to be trying to tell new stories or similar stories, but from a different perspective. Like, we seen the Silver Surfer in the first Fantastic Four movie. And it's like, why is it so important that it's a guy? Now, one thing that is important to me is minority races, because, bro, changing a minority race from in a movie is already messed up, because more than likely that person is going to be the minority even in the film. You know what I mean? So, or the comic book or whatever the hell. So I don't agree with that, but I mean, bro, it's a bunch of, come on. Like, it's a bunch of whites and all of this stuff. So I'm not really sure what the big deal is, but you guys know it's always a big freaking deal. So it is what it is. You know, but shit, we stand. I stand Marvel and I will continue to stand. You know, it is what it is. Yo, so I'm pretty sure that's it with the Marvel news. Nothing more really interesting. What's this? Talking about you're talking about Cameo. Excuse me. And see, to me, that ain't even a big deal, man, for these TV shows, because back in the days, man, they used to have cameos all the time, man. Captain America, Spider-Man, like, you name it. They had a Doctor Strange. They had a bunch of characters. So, to me, that's not really a big deal. You know, they just make it a big deal because Marvel just been, like, so slow lately and just really looking for any little thing, you know, to go off of. One thing I did find interesting that so Marvel Studio head of streaming Brad Winterbaum has confirmed that both Ironheart and Wonder Man are still getting made amid recent cutbacks. And he says they're amazing and different. Yeah, I would hope so, man. I've been waiting on Riri since way before Black Panther, man. Way, way, way. I'm talking about like 2016, 2017. Like, I'm trying to remember, bro. It was even before Iron Man died. Like, I was checking out Riri and thought, she was going to be a cool character, obviously, because she's Black, you know, what she represents. So, yeah, I mean, come on, man. That should have been happening. You know, I'm really not sure what is taking so long, man, because, like, for some reason, man, Marvel just isn't striking while they are hot. They're not striking while they are hot. And I'm not understanding it at all whatsoever. All right. So I'm pretty sure that's it. One thing, Captain America, the Winter Soldier, released 10 years ago within the last couple of days. And salute, that was a really good movie. It's one of Marvel's best films, to be honest. I think if you're just being objective, you got to put Winter Soldier in the top 10 for sure. Like, if you're being objective, you got to put it in the top 10. Winter Soldier is a hands down top 10 film. And you know me, I'm always doing the cultural references. And, you know, I think it's a lot of gifts from the Winter Soldier. So I'm cool with that. Oh, I did miss this picture. It's looking like the Punisher and Daredevil will be doing a team up scene, which I'm super happy about. Oh, and Sam, see, I don't got my, where's my other phone? What's that lady name? From Jessica Jones. Yo, she's looked like she's coming back. Actually, she is coming back. She was on the set of Daredevil. So she's going to be in it too. Who knows? We might get a whole Defenders. We might get a Defenders reunion. You know, and hopefully that the guy who played Luke Cage, hopefully he's in it. I don't know. Some people was trying to play him as Luke Cage. I don't care, bro. When they dropped Luke Cage on Netflix, bro, that was something serious, man. And that was really, shit, from what I can remember, that was like the first Black superhero to have his own show or movie, because that was before Black Panther. And obviously Black Panther from Africa, so it's not even the same. Yeah, 2016. Yeah, that was before Black Panther, 2016. So, yeah, man, I hope they bring all of them back, the whole Defenders cast. Again, like I said, I'm not that familiar with Iron Fist, but I liked him. You know, I like Danny Rand and the Defenders, so I wouldn't be mad if he came back, you know, for sure. So I believe that's it, man. We're going to get off this Marvel news, and we're going to move on to the next one. But this will cap this episode, all right? So love you guys. Thanks for, you know, holding on, sticking out, you know, staying out for your boy, man. It's Kevin 27. Believe until you make believers.